It was now about the sixth hour, and darkness came over the land until the ninth hour. For the sun had stopped shining, and the curtain of the temple was torn in two. Jesus called out with a loud voice, "Father, into your hands I commit my spirit." And that was when he breathed his last. The centurion, seeing what has happened, praised God and said, "Surely this was a righteous man." When all people who had gathered to witness this hit their breasts and went away. But those who knew him, including the woman who had followed him from Galilee, stood a distance and watched these things.
Well, thank you very much for that excellent reading. And that reading tells us a little bit of the story of when Jesus died on the cross. And did you see some of the reactions of people in that story? The centurion was surprised, and he said, "Surely this man was the Son of God." The disciples, those who followed him, continued to follow and watch what was going on. But most people beat their breasts, which is a very strange thing to do. We don't tend to do that very much in our culture. You don't see a lot of people walking down Richmond High Street beating their breasts. But they were upset. They thought this was a strange and awful thing to happen. But as Niku reminded us, today is Good Friday. So why is it good, and why is it not something to beat our breasts about? So we're going to think about why the cross is a good thing for a few moments. And I'm going to need four volunteers. Four volunteers to help me. Who would like to help me? You need to be quite good at guessing things as well. Madeline, do you want to come forward? Nope, too shy. Anyone else? I'm going to have to call on some adults otherwise. Yeah, come on. I'm going to need three more. Yeah, come forward. Come on up. Yeah. Well, okay, we've got our four. Right, come and stand in a line here. You are going to guess what is in my bag here. So I've got four things in this bag, and I'm going to get you to, without looking, pick one of those items. And before you pull it out, tell me what you think it might be. And then we'll take it out and see how close you are, and we'll use this microphone. So don't look. Pop your hand into the bag. There's nothing awful in there or anything. Okay, what do you think? Before you pull it out, what do you think it is? You can use both hands.
Is it a pumper, like to blow up balloons?
Okay, take it out, have a look. It is indeed. Well done. Excellent. Very good. Yeah, it is a pump. So it's a pump that you might use to, well, this one's not used for blowing up balloons. This is used for blowing up footballs or rugby balls, things like that. But it's similar to a pump that you might use to blow up tires on a bike, that kind of thing. Okay, so we've got a pump. Lift it up nice and high so everyone can see. Okay, again, don't look. Reach in, pick something out, and before you pull it out, tell me what you think it might be.
Glue.
Okay, let's have a look. It is indeed glue. Well done. Excellent. This is top-notch guessing. Okay, lift it up nice and high so everyone can see. Okay, that is actually wood glue for DIY projects, and you can tell it comes from my house because it hasn't been opened. Okay, all right. Okay, there's two left. So pop your hand in the bag and grab something, and can you guess what it is before you bring it out? What do you think?
It feels like
tape. Okay, pick it up. Well done. Excellent. 3 out of 3. This is brilliant. Okay. Sticky tape. Yeah. Okay. So you don't have a choice, I'm afraid, because there's only one more thing in the bag. But if you pop your hand into the bag and see if you can guess what it is before you bring it out.
A screwdriver.
Okay. Bring it out. Excellent. Lift it up nice and high. Brilliant. Okay. That is fantastic. Brilliant guessing. Got it. Okay, shh. I may have done this before,
with one or two people. So that's good guessing nonetheless. A good remembering nonetheless. Okay, now can anyone tell me what all these four things have in common? What links them? What are they? What connects them? Anyone want to have a guess? Adults are allowed to have a guess as well. Oh, there's a very enthusiastic hand going back here. What do you think?
Build with them.
You can build with them. Yes, you can. A lot of them. You can't really build with a pump, maybe. What else might you do with those? You can build.
When my mum uses the super glue, she uses that to fix things.
Brilliant. Yes. Very good. They can be used, in a sense, to build, but they can be used to fix things. Yeah?
The tape and glue can stick things together.
Indeed. Yeah. So if you could put your things down on the floor here for a moment and then come and grab a seat. Let's give them a round of applause for their extreme cleverness. Okay, so all these things can be used to fix things. They can be used to build things back together when they've been broken. So you can use a pump to pump up your bike tires when they've gone flat, or pump up your football when it needs some more air. You can use a screwdriver to screw things back together if they need tightening. You can use the sticky tape or the glue to stick things together. They're brilliant things to fix things with. And it's brilliant that God has given us so many different ways in which we can fix things. But there are some things that are quite hard to fix, aren't they? Has anyone tried to, this might be a question for adults, anyone tried to fix something and it hasn't quite worked? Good. This confession is good for the soul. It's good. Yeah. That moment when you realize it hasn't worked, you possibly made it worse and you have to call someone who's going to charge you money to fix it. Well, some things are quite hard to fix. And to help us understand that, I've got an egg here because it's Easter on Sunday. Anyone else looking forward to getting an egg on Easter Sunday? Maybe a chocolate one. Yeah, there's a few people. Again, it's good to admit these things. Well, this is not a chocolate egg. This is a real egg. This is a real egg. And the problem with real eggs is they're quite fragile, aren't they? Yeah? Yeah? I mean, if we just sort of whack them around, they just... oh, dear. Yeah, that hasn't gone well, has it? Thankfully, I did remember to bring a towel with me so I can wipe the egg off my hands. Right. Okay, well, I know that we've got some really clever, intelligent people. Who would like to try and put my egg back together? How could you put the egg back together? Glue. We could try the glue, but maybe we'll move the screwdriver out the way now, actually. on second thoughts, that maybe wasn't a good idea. We could try some glue, but I don't think it's going to work. I don't think that's going to be terribly, terribly helpful. Anyone else got a suggestion? How else could I? Could I use the pump? Do you think the pump will work? No, I suspect that'll just sort of move things around. How about the screwdriver? Any bets for the screwdriver? No? Anyone good at the screwdriver? Anyone got lots of muscles, think they can put the... No, that's not going to work either. Yeah, that's going to be a problem, isn't it? You see, the problem is that some things are, well, if not easy to fix, we're able to fix with tools that God has given to us. But some things are really hard to fix and hard to put back together, like an egg. We just can't do it. It's impossible for us. It's broken, and we can't fix it. And sometimes we might think that there are things around us that are a bit like that. We might look at our world and see what's going on all around our world and in our country. We might think there's lots of things that are broken, and we'd love to fix them, but we just don't know how. Or we might look at other people and the things that people do to each other, and we might think, that's really broken. I'd love to fix it, but I just don't know how I can. Or we might look at ourselves and recognize that there are things in us that are broken, and we'd like to fix, and we just don't know how. Well, I've got one more tool here. One more tool to show you. If I haven't hidden it too well. and that is the cross. Because the reason why Good Friday is Good Friday is because God comes to fix what is broken. And if you like, the cross is the tool that God uses to fix what is broken in our world and in one another and in ourselves. The relationship that we have with God that we break by turning away from him is fixed by Jesus' death on the cross. So here's a verse from the New Testament, from the book of Colossians, that explains that. So talking about Jesus, the Apostle Paul says, "For God was pleased to have all his fullness dwell in him, and through him to reconcile to himself all things." Now, reconcile is a big word, but it means fix. Fix the relationship between us and God and us and our world. God has come to fix things. And how is he going to do that? By making peace through his blood shed on the cross. You see, the cross and Jesus' death is the way in which God makes peace. And that word peace in the Bible doesn't just mean an end to war, which I hope is something we'd all long for and pray for. It means wholeness. It means completeness. It means the things that are broken are finally fixed and put right. So that's the amazing truth of Good Friday, that the cross is God's tool to fix what is broken. So I'm going to pray, and then the worship team's going to come and lead us in worship as we respond to that. But let me pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you sent Jesus to die on a cross so that we might be reconciled with you, that our broken relationship would be fixed. And we thank you that that fixes our relationship with our world and with one another and with ourselves. We thank you that what we cannot fix, you come and fix what is broken. Amen.